Welcome to Knowles Abroad, a podcast by Florida State University International Programs. I'm Zoe, and I'm your host. On this podcast, I'll talk about study abroad from the perspective of the students, faculty, staff, and alumni who make it an experience worth sharing. I'll also bring you travel tips and fun facts from around the globe. Knowles Abroad is back! It's been a little while as we've had some staffing changes in our office. I'll be your only host for now, but I'm hoping to get a new co-host soon. I can't wait for you all to hear today's episode, so let's jump in. Today we'll hear from Megan O'Meara, an FSU alum who did her first year abroad in Panama. We hear about Megan's time in Panama and how it helped her get outside of her comfort zone. We also talk about what Megan is up to now as she works with animals at SeaWorld. Let's go to our conversation with Megan now. Hi, Megan. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. It's so good to see you. I'm so excited to talk to you today on the podcast. First off, can you just introduce yourself to our listeners, your name, what you studied in school, what you're up to now, what program you did?
Yeah. So my name is Megan. I studied abroad almost seven years ago now. I did the freshman year abroad program in the Republic of Panama. I was initially studying meteorology, and that's kind of what drew me there, funny enough. But I ended up graduating with an international affairs degree. And now, fast forward, I'm living in Orlando working at SeaWorld in the animal care department.
That's so cool. So I want to talk about SeaWorld, but first off, I'm going to backtrack a little bit. Why did you choose to do the first year abroad program, and what drew you to Panama? You mentioned meteorology.
Yeah, so I always wanted to go to FSU, and I was living in Atlanta at the time, and I knew the first year abroad program allowed you to get in-state tuition by going abroad your first year, so it was a big win-win because, A, I could study abroad, and B, get back to FSU with in-state tuition, and the program in Panama has really good math and science classes, which I needed for my prerequisites before I left. Before I graduated. And so I knew that being there would be a really good option for me personally. And I'm so glad that I did it.
Yeah, that's awesome. I love that you mentioned like the in-state tuition, because I think a lot of people don't know about that initially, but it's like a great perk of the program.
Yeah, it's so, so great. You get to live abroad and get in-state tuition. So if you're from somewhere with somewhere else, it's a really great way to do both.
Yeah, a win-win.
Yes.
What were some of your favorite aspects of living in Panama?
Oh, wow. So there were a lot. The what makes Panama's campus really unique is that they actually welcome in locals from all over the country or other countries, actually. So it was a really cool way to be kind of the odd one out, because there were maybe 15 of us from Tallahassee. And there were hundreds of people from all over Central America, really. And that was so cool because I got to learn about not just Panamanians, but people from Venezuela or from El Salvador. And it was just a great way to kind of immerse myself in everyday classes, even hearing about their life experiences. And everybody was so, so welcoming. And it definitely changed me for the rest of my life, which we'll talk about later, I'm sure. But I loved the different cultures, getting to learn about that. I loved the food, of course, being challenged to grow in my Spanish abilities, and overall just getting taken out of my comfort zone and really immersing and embracing a different way of life.
Yeah, absolutely. I love that you mentioned all the students from all over the place, because I think that's the whole point of study abroad, is to be like immersed in a different culture. And yet, you know, I think Panama is really unique in that way, because it's our only study center where other students can enroll and like have that experience. So that's really cool.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that aspect. I really had no idea. I really had no idea how much I didn't know about other places until I went there, and just to see how, even if the countries might be close in proximity, they think very differently and use very different words in Spanish. And I just thought it was so cool.
Do you have a favorite memory or excursion from your time abroad?
Yeah, so I think my favorite memory overall that sticks out the most is the first time we saw a sloth and he was climbing up our house. Yeah, it was so exciting because it was just so unexpected to see him on our house and all of us were beyond thrilled. But my favorite excursion was probably we took a boat ride through one of the jungles and we got to see alligators, we saw monkeys, we saw so many different types of birds, and it just really made me realize that Atlanta kind of lacks in very exotic or cool animals. So new appreciation for other places for sure.
Yeah, that's awesome. Very cool. I had the same experience when I went to Costa Rica and I saw a sloth for the first time and I was just like amazed. It was so cool. So our next question, living abroad for a year is a big adventure, and we hear from our students that it can be life-changing, and I know you mentioned that earlier. What life lessons or skills did you learn while abroad that might still be with you today?
Well, living in another country forces you for sure out of your comfort zone, even if you're the most, you know, well-traveled person. Just actually living somewhere amongst locals who might live differently than you. For example, Panama, it was a hustle and bustle type of place, but at the same time, locals kind of took their time. You just never, you know, there was maybe more inconveniences. I don't want to call them inconveniences, but just different things that I wasn't used to that kind of forced me to take a deep breath and slow down and remember that, you know, life is what you make of it. I think life really does begin at the end of your comfort zone. And it was all the times that maybe I was kind of the most thrown off out of loop that really were very formative. You just grow in a lot of ways. Like I also grew in my Spanish. I thought I had I thought I could decently speak some Spanish before. And wow, did I realize I was so wrong when I actually had to do it in order to get food or to get anything at the stores and everything. And it was just cool to learn how to adapt and be more flexible. I think for the rest of my life, it's made me a more flexible person. I no longer really care about the little inconveniences here because they just don't mean anything. And I'm a lot more of a go with the flow type of person now. The other main way it changed me was being more welcoming with new people wherever I am, because at Panama, at FSU Panama, the locals were so welcoming to me, and all the students from everywhere were just so friendly and just accepted us, even if we were, you know, crazy Americans some days. But they really taught me to embrace new cultures, for the rest of my life, really.
Wow, that's awesome. Yeah, I think that the value of study abroad, like there's something to be said about those intangible things that you gain from study abroad that really make a difference.
Yeah, for sure.
So shifting a little bit, can you talk about what you do for SeaWorld?
Yeah, so now I work in the animal care department. I've worked in a few different facilities over the last few years, and with different animals, but currently I am now in the aviculture department, which is the care and keeping of birds. So our department takes care of the flamingos, the ducks, the pelicans, the penguins, and different exotic species. So we do a lot of food prep. We take our birds to different vet appointments for checkups. We do animal keeper talks. We introduce our animals to guests, and we do a lot of cleaning. but I love it, every minute of it.
Oh, that's so cool. I love that you get to work with like flamingos and penguins and stuff. That's awesome.
Thank you. It's a pretty cool job, even on the hard days.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. you mentioned that you like saw a bunch of new animals when you went to Panama. Would you say that your time there like influenced what you do now at all?
Definitely. When I first went to Panama, I was actually a meteorology major. But while I was there, one of my favorite aspects of Panama was just all the different animals that the country had. And so many locals were excited about the animals too and would point them out on walks. They would be watching the sloths or different types of birds. And so being introduced to animals in Panama made me, when I got back to Florida, want to introduce animals to other people too. So I kind of got to do that a lot with my current career. And also a lot of these people are from all over the world. So it's kind of funny. It's kind of a similar experience that I had in Panama. People introducing me to their animals, and now I'm introducing people to our animals.
Oh, that's so cool. It's like come full circle.
Yeah.
So I take it you love animals. Out of curiosity, what's your favorite animal that you get to work with?
Probably our...
Do you have one?
I don't have a favorite species, but my favorite bird is a spoonbill, and she is 7 months old. Her name is Jojo.
Aww.
She likes to fly on my head while I'm cleaning and to try to help me. She likes that I chat to her. If I start not paying attention to her for a second, she, you know, will come back and fly on my head or start, you know, trying to stand by my feet so that I'll start talking to her again. And it's just, it's really precious. She's a love bug, you could tell.
Oh, that's so cute. I love that so much.
Yeah, she reminds me of my dog. She loves attention.
Oh, that's so cute. I love that. So our last question for you today is just, what advice do you have for students who are considering studying abroad?
My biggest advice is don't be scared. And if you are scared, it's okay. I was very nervous about getting out of my comfort zone. I've always been a homebody. But just know that even if you are a homebody and not someone who's always wanted to travel every, you know, break that you have, that just to not be scared. It's okay to get out of your comfort zone. Getting out of your comfort zone is really just what changes you for the rest of your life. That's when the really fun stuff happens. Maybe sometimes some scary things will happen, but that's okay. I think whenever you get out of your comfort zone, you just really won't regret it. And it's eye-opening. And you probably will most likely have the best time of your life because everybody I studied abroad with did, even if you were scared.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that that's great advice. And I love hearing your story and, you know, your journey of going to Panama and now working at SeaWorld. And it's been so great to have you on the podcast today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. Before we disembark, I want to talk about the first year abroad program. You can have the experience of a lifetime just like Megan did. Our first year and first semester abroad programs offer the opportunity to be immersed in the local culture, make lifelong friends, and use the host city as your classroom. High schoolers and graduating seniors interested in the first year or first semester abroad programs should check out our website at international.fsu.edu for more information. Thanks for listening, and thanks to Megan for talking with me today. This podcast is a production of FSU International Programs. The music for this podcast was composed by John Bartman. The logo was designed by Vanessa Guray. Editing and research is done by me, Zoe Crook.